I've got a couple things I want to share with you today that I think are going to be fun, and you're going to hopefully be blessed by them. First, what I want to do is I want to tell you a story of this man who painted houses for a living. He painted all different kinds of houses, but he wasn't always following the rules like he should. He was always looking to cut corners as he painted houses. And so what he would do is he would put water in his paint, and he watered down his paint. What it did is it made the paint go on much more quickly. He could paint more houses, but the jobs didn't last. One day he got an opportunity to paint this large wooden church. And he put water in the paint, but anyways, he painted the church, and when it got all done, he was admiring his work. And as he's admiring this work, and these big storm clouds came out over the horizon. And it started to rain and rain and rain, and he watched, and the rain washed all the paint off the church. Out of the dark cloud came this voice, and this deep voice said, "Repaint, repaint, repaint." Go. Go and thin no more. Now that's really hard. I didn't know if that was going to translate into proper English or not. But you might say, why would he do that? Why would he put water in his paint when he's painting God's church? Why would he do that? And I guess I'm here to share with you this morning, I think we have some water in our paint in how we serve the Lord. And we see it in a lot of different areas. And one area is even in just reading the Word of God and sharing the Word of God. And I'm with Pocket Testament League, and that's what we encourage people to do. Read the Word of God, carry the Word of God, and share it. How many people here think it's a good idea to read the Word of God every day? Anybody? Yeah, everybody does. Everybody believes that. Very few people actually do it. We know the Word of God is living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. You know, Psalm 119, 11, where it goes, "I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So when you hide the Word of God in your heart, you're not going to sin as much. We need to really read the Word of God more. You know, the Pocket Testimony was started by this teenage girl, Helen Cadbury of the Cadbury Chocolate Company. Anybody here heard of Cadbury Chocolate? Okay, some of you are going, okay, now we're talking about chocolate. This is good. So Helen, when she was 16 years old, this is in 1893, she wanted to tell people about Jesus, but she said, "I don't have the great persuasion skills the Apostle Paul has. I wonder what I should do." And she said, "But you know, God says it pretty well in his word." So she would bring her big family Bible to school, and she would go, "Have you ever read this book for yourself? Have you read this book?" And her friends would read the Bible and come to faith. Her father didn't want his daughter bringing the big family Bible to school because they had marriage records and all kinds of stuff in it, so he had these little pocket testaments made. And the girls sewed pockets on their dresses, this is 1893, because they didn't have pockets in, and they formed a league. And to be a member of the Pocket Testament League, you make it a goal of your life to read some portion of the Bible every day. You carry the Word of God with you everywhere you go in a dedicated pocket, and you just simply say a prayer. "Lord, who would you have me share this with today? This is for you." Simple as that. By 1941, there were 8 million members of the Pocket Testament League. It started in Birmingham. It kind of disappeared after World War II, but we thought, you know, God might want us to still do that. So we brought it back and have recruited hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Gospels of John. In fact, for the Queen's Jubilee, volunteers shared about 250,000 of these on the street right here in the UK. So it's pretty cool. Here's one of the things that's a premise of sharing the Word of God that we think is really important for us all to remember. A lot of times we talk about sharing the Word of God and we go, I don't know if I can do it properly. But if you remember that no one makes God's offer of reconciliation with him. No one makes his offer of peace with God better than God does himself through his own word. You don't have to have anything fancy to say. Just say, read this book for yourself. It's very powerful. So you understand reading the Word of God every day. Carrying the Word of God is a little different. It's a different change you might have to make. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to take a brief inventory here, if it's okay, Pastor. Okay, so how many people here have a pocket? Anybody? All right, you all have pockets. I'm going to get a little tougher now. How many people here have an empty pocket? One that you're not currently using for anything. Okay, see, I don't want to mess with your pockets, but my encouragement for you today is if you have a pocket you're not using for anything else, would you consider dedicating that pocket to the Lord? Now, it might be your briefcase, it might be in your jacket, it might be in your backpack, maybe it's in the glove box in your car, but you say, I'm going to carry the Word of God with me everywhere I go, but I'm not going to share it unless God prompts me to do it. It's as simple as that. If you're not packing the Word, it's hard for you to share it. And I think it's wonderful that the Word of God is going in all the food packets here. What will really make my heart sing is when the Word of God goes in all your pockets. Because then God will use you to impact somebody's life for eternity. Now, some people are saying, yeah, I can dedicate a pocket of the Word of God. I can read it every day, but sharing it is really tough. I'm looking at this group because you made it here through the snow. You're pretty sharp. Is this a sharp group? Very sharp. Okay. I'm going to teach you all how to share the Word of God right now. So if you would all please stand if you're able. I can see even from some faces you're going, oh no, I didn't sign up for this. I have to do something here now. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Now, we have a whole bunch of these Gospels in the back. This particular one says Merry Christmas on it, and it goes through the whole Christmas story. It's a really wonderful little book to share. So what I want you, everybody here to do is I want you to take your right arm like this and bend it at the elbow. Okay? At the count of three, I want you to extend your arm slowly like this and say, here, this is for you. You ready? One, two, three. Here, this is for you. Not bad. Now, some of you out there don't get it because you're left-handed, so we're going to do it one more time left-handed, all right? Here we go. Left arm bent like this, count of three. One, two, three. Here, this is for you. You can sit down now. You're trained. If you can do that, now you can get really creative with this, okay? You can say, here, I have a gift for you. This one says Merry Christmas. It doesn't get any easier than that. Have you gotten a Christmas present today? I have a Christmas present for you. Now, we have got about right now 750,000 members of the Pocket Testimony who share millions and millions of these all over the world. We get thousands and thousands of stories every month from people who are doing this. Out of all of those stories, how many stories do you think we have received from people who said, I really regretted sharing these, or I was embarrassed, or it was terrible, or I hated it, or I wish I had never done it? How many stories do you think we've gotten out of all those stories? Zero. You might be the first one it happens to, but I don't think that's going to happen. We've been scared silent. The reality is, as you walk through Sheffield or wherever you live, people are hurting. They've got pain. You don't have to go very far to peel the onion. There's a lot of pain out there. And we all need Jesus. You can give it to him. And God can work through you in a powerful, powerful way. I wish I had time to share all the stories that we receive because we get so many of them. But we get people, and sometimes people just find these books someplace. They find them in the back seat of an airplane pocket. They find it in a trash can. They find it in the street, just lying in the street. This one man wrote to us. He said, yeah, I found it there in the gutter. I picked it up and I read it. I gave my life to the Lord. Now I want to share these everywhere I go. Teenagers bring these into schools. This one girl, Amanda, said, I just leave this on my desk at school and I don't say anything. My friends have come up and said, hey, what's that book? Because we usually try to make them colorful or attractive. She said, four of my friends have come to the Lord in the last year because I just leave it on my books at school. This book is alive. And God would love to walk through your life as you share it with others. One way to share these two, which is pretty easy, is anybody here ever go out to a restaurant? What you do is you leave it for the waitress or the waiter. A lot of times what we do is we'll just write even a little personal note on the inside and leave it. I got this letter from this couple. They were in their 30s. They said, we heard you talking, and we heard you talking about how we ought to share the Word of God, and she said, but we're still afraid. And then I remember what you said about the restaurant. It's kind of like a coward's way to share the Word of God, just leave it on the table. So what we did. So we got in the restaurant, we got done. I left the little pocket gospel there on the table, and we rushed out of the restaurant. We got in the car, closed the doors. I turned to my wife, and I said, we did it, we did it. We finally shared our faith. My wife looked at me and said, I think you left your cell phone in the restaurant. So they go in. He goes in there. Sure enough, the waitress is standing over the table. She's got this in her hand. She's got tears coming down her face. And she said, thank you. I really needed this. So simple. You have no idea what an incredible adventure you could go on if you start doing this. We had this one woman write to us. She said, I lost my ride home from church, from my Bible study. I lost my ride home, so I was going to have to walk. And I had to walk over some busy streets and some railroad tracks. And she said, it wouldn't have been too bad, except I'm blind, and I have to go there with my white cane, and I'm trying to figure out, now what am I going to do? I have to walk home. She said, God must have a plan. She said, so I wanted to make sure I was packing the Word. I put it in my pocket, and I headed off on my way home. I heard a voice from a man say hello. I turned towards the voice, and she said, you must be the person God wants me to share this with today, and gave it to him. Didn't think anything of it, went on her way, went home. About a month later, she was in a store with her son. A man comes up to her and says, you may not remember me, but while we were walking on the street, you gave me that little book. I read it, I gave my life to Jesus, and I'm going to church now. Thank you. That happened from a blind woman with a cane. If God can use a blind woman with a cane to change someone's eternal destiny, what might he do with you and all the gifts and talents and skills you have? If you decided that you would like to see everyone in Sheffield have one of these, we'd love to help you. We'll provide them. We'll give you as many of these as you can possibly give away and plant the living Word of God all throughout this community. I hope you'll consider that. At the end, we'll have these in the back. You should have these little Merry Christmas books. You can put them in Christmas cards. You can put them with presents. You can share them with clerks in stores. Hope you'll consider doing that. Thank you.